Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. I got the latest information. The official clock says it's 6 p.m., so this is the latest that we have. Constantly getting new information on Tropical Storm Isaias. Now winds 70 miles an hour, moving northwest at 10 miles an hour. We do forecast the system to become a hurricane again overnight. But anyway, the difference between a hurricane and a tropical storm is 1 mile an hour, so we have to always focus on those impacts. Let's look at the latest forecast that we have here. Getting very close to the Florida coastline with time. This is the current location at 5 p.m. today, and we start advancing forward. By you start looking at 2 p.m. on Sunday, the center of the storm very close to the coastline as a hurricane, and then by Monday off the coast of Georgia accelerating. So a lot of times they'll start slowing down as they make this turn, and it's speeding up with time. But it's not just Florida getting these impacts. It's also Georgia, the Carolinas, into the Virginias, and just getting all the way up into the Northeast. That's something that we're going to have to really continue to keep an eye on. But that's really something here that can see some impacts, because the core of those strong winds are right off the coast. A small wiggle, a small wobble, and all of a sudden you get the core values of those winds on shore. So we're going to have to really watch this storm with time. Already some impacts. Been really keeping an eye on the radar. The Miami radar, some of these rain bands that have occurred over the last few hours produce 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Very strong, heavy rain, very efficient tropical rains. So you get some street flooding, very dangerous situation. So you have the winds plus that heavy rain. The center of the storm, this is some convection that's starting right here, some convection right around the center of the storm. And I wanted to show the satellite, as you can see the center very clearly rotating here, but not much going on around it. You're not seeing a lot of convection. It's very open. In fact, some clear skies in portions around the center. But that could change overnight. A lot of times at night, we'll start seeing some convection develop right around that center. And look at this. That's what I showed you on the radar. That's that convection that's blown up just a little bit north of the storm. And especially if you go forward, a lot of those impacts have been on the right-hand side. But that could change as we start to see the system move northward. So what are those impacts? Let's start taking a look at some of those impacts. One of them is the winds. That's what we've been talking about. Getting ready, being prepared. This is the arrival of tropical storm force winds. We turn that into a be ready by graphic, really looking at the arrival of those winds. When you get that, it's just too dangerous to be outside. If you're trying to prepare, whether you're driving or boarding up your home, just dangerous to be outside with these winds. So got to be ready today in portions of South Florida. Tomorrow as we move northward, then into the Carolinas. Monday, got to be ready for the storm on Monday to the Carolinas, and then even Tuesday from Virginia up through New Jersey, Connecticut, and then New Hampshire with time. So that's where you're going to start seeing some of these winds and also some of that rainfall. Speaking of rainfall, some of these amounts, well, they could cause some problems, could cause some flash flooding. Around Florida, we're looking at 2 to 4 inches, and that's that green area here. But look at the yellow, around 6 inches of rain, 4 to 6 inches of rain is the yellow, very close to the coastline. Remember, if the track shifts, so does this rain, goes back and forth. The other important point here, look at the rainfall, 4 to 6 inches, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, that could cause some flash flooding. That's some mountainous areas, some terrain. Got to be careful when you get those rainfall amounts. So be ready for flash flooding. Turn around, don't drown. Don't drive your car where water covers the road. Just something we need to remember. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.